And you take them and boil them, and then you cut them up in pieces like that, and it's the entrails of a hog. That's what it is. And
my mother was crazy about
and you cut them.
Daddy said, "I'm gonna leave the house while you cook them."
Yeah, you cut them up there, and then you fry them, and they're to me they're delicious. I like them. I love them. And isn't any of the hogs thrown away. I mean,
but what is that thing where, you know, when you stuff the...
That's the entrails of a... that's the hog's entrails. You stuff the sausage in, the sausage meat, yeah, that's the entrails right there. That's entrails too, but that's... you're not making any... That's when you use them for casings. They call them sausage casings.
Yeah, I've got...
Stuffing sausage. I guess if I had them all put together, I've stuffed one that reached from here to Jacksonville. I've stuffed them, many, many pounds of them when I went in the market and trying to learn to be a butcher. Why, that's what they put you to do, and that's how I got them fingers in a sausage mill, stuffing sausage. That wouldn't be. After it was prepared, the blood would come out.
Not real, you know. It was just dark, real dark red.
I'm thinking about blood pudding. Now that might have been blood pudding. That's probably what it was.
Did y'all ever eat
none? I never did eat none, but I've made a lot of it when I was in the meat business. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I spent my
That would be just about as bad as trying to eat alligator, wouldn't it? I don't know. The thing of it is, there's a lot of things that if you didn't know what it was, that you would eat it. And I mean, if she called it something else, it's just like a friend of mine lives up here. He sees armadillos, and he says they're delicious. Said I love them. I like them. And he eats that one he gets. Well, I wouldn't eat one. I would guess I would do it for $10, but I mean, I'd try it for just to see I did it. But by that, now I'm saying way about an alligator. An armadillo, I've killed a lot of them around here that digs up the flour, and I go out there and hunt them at night when I got a headlight and I put on my head and the gun. I go down and see one. I shoot him with that light like I used to shoot alligators when times were hard, you know. Now, them things stink. I smell them, and it's all in my mind, and I know it. But I just can't go to the armadillo. I tried that alligator, and I know I couldn't do it. Really, in my mind, I knew I couldn't do it. That I couldn't smell that alligator when I was. But I have skinned hundreds of them. Alligators and I just would think about that alligator and think I smell it when I was trying to eat it. I knew I couldn't because it was nice and brown. He had fried it and it was really good. Him and I was working together, boy, wasn't he? Said, "I brought you something. I brought you a piece of alligator." And he'd eat them. And he'd eat all he can get. I guess I was thrown away hundreds of pounds of alligator meat that I might eat.
What about when y'all would eat eggs? What kind of cottage system?
Well, it would depend on now. Sometime mama would